Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma.
One more thing about the great Willie Mays. He was a six-tool player because he also beat you with his mind. There were some great stories out there from old Giant.
I like that, six-tool. Never hear that, but that's a good one.
Yeah, man. He would shout in instructions to his pitcher from center field, relay signals and things like that, where to pitch guys. And they said the catcher, I forget the name of the catcher for the Giants for a lot of those years, said there were three people in our pregame meetings on how to attack opposing hitters. Me, that day's pitcher, and Willie Mays.
Wow.
An unbelievable base runner on top of that. Wouldn't see him running to third base with a ground ball in front of him. Rowdy, would you?
How about that? Those kinds of plays really make you crazy.
Now, last night's play from McCutchen, I didn't mind. That was not a dumb play. That was an aggressive play where you're probably looking at it saying, are we going to get a run by conventional means here?
Yeah,
or am I going to take a chance that I'm going to score on this hit to center?
Yeah.
Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, totally, because of the lack of quality hits in big situations.
Yeah. Paul, do you agree with that?
Sometimes you got to manufacture.
When McCutchen got caught on the bases, he was going to score on that shot to center. And then he got thrown out. He got doubled off first. He was already halfway to third. I did not have a problem with that.
Well,
I mean, that's aggressive.
We talk about great catches. That was a pretty incredible catch.
Really good.
And I think, the only thing I would argue there is if you're McCutchen, I think you run to second because if he catches it, you can get back to first.
And
if
he does, but you probably won't score.
And if he doesn't catch it, you're scoring from second. It's bouncing off the wall.
Maybe.
That's a ball that's tailing away from a guy. There's no question you're scoring on that.
I don't know. If it bounces off the wall right to him, because he was right up against the wall.
Right, but you got to remember, he's running full speed backwards. He's trying to make the catch. Guys that catch it off the wall, they're, okay, the wall's there. They're stopping and pulling back so that they can play the bounce.
Yeah, maybe.
They're not playing the bounce there. So, I mean, listen, I'm with you. It was aggressive. Right? It was aggressive, and I don't have a problem with it. But I don't know that it was the smartest play because, again, I think if he runs and he kind of rounds second, but he stops to see, okay, what's happening back there, once he catches it, he can sprint back to first and get there. And if he doesn't catch it, because of the way that the play was happening, he can score.
I just think when you don't hit, you have to take it upon yourself sometimes to do things to, quote, manufacture a run. That's what it is. You're doing something that you probably shouldn't do, maybe, but you're trying to make something happen. And that's where this team is too consistently. They're leaving guys on base. They're not coming up with big enough hits.
I mean, Lodolo is a great pitcher.
He's a very good pitcher.
But
Falter gave up two runs.
I know.
2-1 game again.
You don't want, as Brian Burke said, you don't want to show up with knives to a gunfight, and the Pirates do it every night.
Yeah, and this is not one night we're talking about. It happens far too often with this team, which is why I think they need to add on to this team.
Another question you can spin off the maze.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Passing, and I just saw Colin in the hallway. He raised this one, and we'll raise it at 11. Who is now the greatest living ball player? We'll do that, but first, the general. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, and that means Jeff Patton, General Patton, we like to call him, is on the line. Your chance to win the Card of the Week comes from going to our website, 937thefan.com, and our contesting page. Right around noon between Wednesday and Friday, General, I don't know that there's a guess that needs to be made this week. I'm imagining it's the Say Hey Kid. How are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having me. Yeah, there's a little bit of a two-fork road this week. We'd already turned the Card of the Week in before the passing of Say Hey Kid. So obviously we're going to commemorate. It's one of the interesting things about this business. There's two prongs, really. There's the paying homage to the greats, hence the term memorabilia, derivative of the memories we have. Going to give away a Willie Mays 1975 card. The other card we'd already picked, maybe the best card we've ever given away value-wise, it's an autographed Paul Skeens card. Mm. That's the other fork in the road in this, because it's become inevitable. Skeens is what people are after. This is an autographed Skeens card from last year. He only autographed 10 of them. That's the other portion of this industry, is the looking forward. It's kind of what's interesting about it is half the people come in to commemorate greatness, much like Willie Mays, and the other half in a speculative sense of who might be great.
Yeah, man.
So we're giving away a Paul Skeens autograph card and a Say Hey Kid.
I could tell you about Paul Skeens, General, only because we had a ball at my golf tournament. We had some auction items, and it was one of them. And put just a price on it to start, because you always like to start low with these kinds of things, at like $100 mm-hmm. bucks. Do you know what it went up to?
Probably about $700 or something.
$750.
Yeah.
And for a ball, you know. But and exactly. He's how many games is he into his career? That's what people are after. You're right.
No, and Mr. Pompiani, the thing is this. Like a really good rookie, like you think about Mitch Keller when he came up, or even Jared Jones. And that would be a $125 ball, right? This is Jordan, not Pippen. I mean, Pippen was great, and then there was Michael Jordan. Skeens is Jordan, you know, so, and Willie Mays also was. It's an interesting anecdote. I like to ask the players that we have come in here that have played in the past an interesting question that kind of gets them off guard. I ask, if you could get one player's autograph, who would it be? You would not believe how many baseball guys usually won't say a baseball guy. They'll usually say a basketball or a golfer. The number one answer from alumni baseball players is Willie Mays. Mm. And this is before his passing. I had multiple players tell me the only guy I've ever asked for an autograph was Willie Mays.
Wow. Yeah, that's what we were talking about.
The clubhouse, that's about the highest honor you can get.
I'll say Paul Zeiss here was asking General about, because this led to a conversation about all-time baseball players, all-time Pirates, about how the Honus Wagner card became such a prize. Like, why was it that it became what it became, worth all those millions, and probably still is, right?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. There's something that you can never make up for, and that's time, right? None of us saw Wagner play. There are people that saw Mays play or Mantle play, but you're talking about that's 115 years ago, right? Like, so that's a big gap. And if you take American history and kind of put it in a pie, that's like ancient American history, right? Like, and for a piece of paper that was distributed in tobacco packages to survive 115 years, combine that with the mythology of having the card withdrawn because Wagner was a protester of tobacco, allegedly. More likely, he didn't get paid, and that's why he wanted the cards back. But it's thought there's only 60 of those cards in existence, and most of them are in Western PA because he resided in Carnegie, and he retracted the cards. But it's the mythology with that card more than anything.
You got any there?
Yeah.
No. I do this all day, every day. We have 20 million cards in the building, and I've seen that card one or two times.
20 million.
Years.
My goodness. I didn't know you had that kind of inventory.
Yeah, we need more room.
Do you have a Rowdy Tellez card?
We have plenty of Rowdy Tellez cards.
So if he gets hot,
the value's going up.
Through the roof.
Exactly right. Hey, listen. you know how baseball works, and they talk about the back of the baseball card. So if that's the case, then he's due to have a big second half.
He might. The 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And right now, the General Patton on the line, Jeff Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry, Starkey's Card of the Week. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday around noon, 93.7thefan.com's contesting page. And he's got a Paul Skeens autographed card. Is he in a pirate uniform in this card?
He is in a pirate uniform, yes, sir.
And Willie Mays is from 75, so he was 2 years out of the game. So was it sort of a retrospective type card in 75?
It was. He was still on the Mets staff, and he's in a Mets uniform in Shea Stadium.
Wow, man. What a combo this week. Thank you, General.
You're welcome. You guys have a good week.
All right. See you, General.
You too.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
What a man he is, huh, Bob?
20 million cards?
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't been there.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you go there.
Yeah.
Paul
went there with me this year.
It really is.
It's a walk back in time. And any card you want within reason, like probably not the Hannes Wagner card, he'll come up with. Who do you have for you? Florida Charlie Ward, maybe? Or Dion? Didn't he come up with a Dion card?
He came up with some Warren Moon cards.
Warren Moon.
Couple of Oilers like that. Warren Moon, maybe. I think he gave me an Earl Campbell card.
Bob McAdoo and Randy Smith. Who would you want, Bob?
This is going to golf.
I bet Ben Hogan. Oh, he'll help you out.
I'll tell you one of the coolest. He gave me that photo of Bobby Bowden and Bill Mazeroski on the golf course, signed by both.
Oh wow! Is that already up in the man cave?
Oh yeah, it's up. It's up. It's up. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's hard to get people to, like, when you have multiple people in a picture, to get them all signed, the actual people
yeah.
in the picture.
Bob, if you walked into this store, you wouldn't want to leave. It's that type of thing.
You walk right into your childhood.
There's millions of photos like that. There's millions of bats and hockey sticks and pucks and helmets. And that, you know,
it's hard for me.
We're not even talking about the cards themselves.
Yeah. To gather all that stuff.
Yeah.
And to get it all signed is just insane.
There's this little video on Twitter. Ernie Banks, Frank Robinson, Henry Aaron, and Willie Mays chat before the 1957 All-Star game in St. Louis. Could you imagine that photo with all four of them signing it?
Wow.
What would that be worth?
I wish the General was still here. Text him, City Limits, and ask him that. Ask him those two. What was your question, Bob?
Ben Hogan.
If he has a Ben Hogan card for Bob, and how much would this photo, or a photo of who, Paul?
It is Ernie Banks, Frank Robinson, Henry Aaron, and Willie Mays at the 1957 All-Star Game in St. Louis.
Yeah, how much would that be worth? Coming up, Mr. Big Chest has some opinions. What do we think of this? The Penguins may have a realistic trade target and a guy who could help them, according to Matt Wenzel. And also, again, sort of an offshoot of the Willie Mays conversation, who's the greatest living baseball player right now? I'll give you a list of names. We can choose from those next.